Just hours after the Supreme Court ruling, Dallas and Tarrant counties began issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Denton and Collin counties waited until Monday to issue them. Denton County Clerk Julie Luke said doing so contradicts her personal beliefs that marriage is between a man and a woman. As of Monday afternoon, Hood County still wasn't issuing licenses. Clerk Katie Lang cited her religious liberty and belief in traditional marriage. That's within her First Amendment rights, say religious liberty advocates like Jeremy Dice with the Plano-based Liberty Institute.
Whatever happened on this past Friday, whatever the decision stood for, we know one thing absolutely clearly, and that is that the First Amendment was not overturned. And that means that the First Amendment is still the law of the land, and it is still a part of our Constitution. And because of that, people in this country still have their full rights to religious liberty here.
Dice says clerks and other employees shouldn't be forced to issue marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples if it violates their faith. But some are wondering about the repercussions.
I think there's a general concern, whether it's a public employee or a private employee, that is saying, hey, what's going to happen to me and my employment if I disagree with the state or if I disagree with my employer on the definition of marriage?
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says county officials can deny marriage licenses to same-sex couples. He released a statement Sunday saying employees who do so could face litigation or a fine, but added there are plenty of lawyers ready to defend them. Dice says that's exactly his group's plan. In North Texas on Monday, you also couldn't get a same-sex marriage license in Kaufman County. The clerk's office said it was waiting on further instructions from the district attorney. Other counties are waiting on software vendors to update marriage license applications.
On the application itself, originally it said woman and man for the applicant, and we can't alter their forms. We're required to use the one provided by the state.
That's Deirdre Coslow in the Johnson County Clerk's Office. She says her office doesn't plan to turn anyone away.
They're going to change it to applicant one and applicant two, and they've done that at the state level, and we've forwarded that to our software provider, but they just haven't got it in the system yet.
Not everyone is happy with Paxton's statement or the counties that are not issuing licenses. State Senator Rodney Ellis has written to the Department of Justice asking it to monitor how Texas counties are responding to the Supreme Court ruling. The Houston Democrat has also asked the Justice Department to intervene if Texas officials aren't following the law. Stella Chavez, KERA News.